A night containing significant roster importance as the Everett Silvertips and the Kamloops Blazers engulf in this evening. This one going down from Sandman Center, and Mike Benton with you for our coach's conversation. And joining us now with Silvertips head coach Kevin Constantine. Kevin, first off, based off the results on Wednesday, a 5-0 win over Spokane. Impressive as it was, and stemming from what you were telling these guys before the game, this evening, you looking for more from this group or more of the same?
I thought we played good the other night against Spokane. We just seemed to be really engaged in everything we did. We seemed to be committed to all the little things you need to do to be effective. So I thought of our last three games, that was our best in terms of really being ready and then being totally engaged. And just the simple things of, hey, whatever your job is on the ice, just go sell out to doing that job. And, you know, that's 35 seconds. Just do your job. And I thought we really kind of were more focused on that in Spokane than we had been.
How much can you admire your depth based on the results of Wednesday?
Well, I was, you know, it's a tough game. When you lose your best three defensemen, and you play with almost unheard of three 16-year-old D, and your backup goalie's in there, you know, you wonder about it. So I thought those guys, I was very proud of those guys. I thought, you know, Spokane didn't get a lot. They went through half the game and barely had 10 shots on net. So you gotta give credit to those young D for the job they did in this game. Obviously, we're thankful that we've got some guys back from tournaments, obviously Noah and Carter, and thankful that Aaron Irving's back from an injury. So it's great to have the guys back, but the guys that stepped in did a nice job.
Carter Hart and Noah Jolson, we know how they fit into the scheme for this team this season. Coming off, though, of World Junior action, how proud and how happy can you be as a coach for them?
Yeah, man, you know what? Here's coaching. Extremely proud. I mean, they're our family, they're our children, they're our sons. So anybody who had a son go off to, you know, some all-star event would be extremely proud. But there's also there's a hangover from this stuff. And so as a coach, you're very concerned, because there can always be a bit of a letdown when someone goes to as dramatic an event that and then comes back. And, you know, whatever it is, maybe you think it's going to be easy because, you know, this is a lesser level than the World Junior Tournament or something. So it's very important for those two guys to make sure that they're mentally totally engaged back in being a Silvertip now that tournament's over.
There's been some movement in the last couple of weeks affecting a lot of teams, and no exception here as well for Kamloops is added Lane Bauer and company. But we all know that there's one consistency, and their head coach, Don Hay. What are you telling your guys as far as what to expect this evening?
Well, one thing we talked about was the fact that it's very this team, based on probably a lot of Don Hay, but they're a good team also. But between the two of those factors, they start competitively. So if you're not awake, they'll have a good scoring chance in the first 30 seconds. So the way we start the game is going to be ultra important tonight. And then you have to stay with it because they're pretty consistent with their work ethic and their competitiveness. That's Don. Obviously, you don't win 700 games in this league, the second most ever, unless you have a foundation of competitiveness and work ethic, and that's what this team does.
Kevin Constantine versus Don Hay. It doesn't get much better than today's WHL from behind the bench. It is the Silvertips and the Kamloops Blazers in matchup number 2, right around the corner here from Sandman Center. We'll come back in a moment, and you're listening to Sound Transit, Everett Silvertips Hockey on Fox Sports 1380 and FM 95.3.